I'm Gary Cotta, your regular speaker on the program, and it's always my pleasure to be with you by means of these radio programs. Wherever you're listening to your radio, we're hopeful that you have a few moments to spend with the greatest book that's ever been known. That is the Word of God. It is that which directs our feet in the proper way. The psalmist said, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my pathway." And we believe that our listeners believe the Bible to be the Word of God, that which is able to direct our steps unto eternity. In Proverbs 14:12, we remember that he said, "There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends of that way are the ways of death." We do not want to walk in the ways of destruction or death, but we want to be in that way that leads to life. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." Hence, to be in the way, that narrow way that leads to life, Matthew 7:13, is to enter into Christ. And the only two passages in the Bible that tells us how to enter into Christ are Romans 6:3-4 and Galatians 3:27, where he says we're baptized into Christ. That is, upon our hearing, our faith, our repentance, our confession of the name of our Lord, we are to be baptized into the name of the sacred three, Matthew 28, verse 20, 19 and 20. Since instrumental music is not to be used in the meetings of the church, shouldn't those who have been added to the church avoid instrumental and non-spiritual music at all other times as well? Well, certainly as we talk about these things concerning instrumental music and the use of them in the church, is it all right or is it wrong for us to use them in other places other than worship of the church? Is non-spiritual music, maybe that which is according to folk songs, are these forbidden for us completely? I do not believe that they are. I believe that those things which are of a temporal nature, as long as they're morally right within themselves, are perfectly all right. And that includes the songs that sometimes we enjoy. Whether it be with a guitar, a piano, or whatever, instrumental music within itself is not wrong. It seems strange that we would find so close the passages that we need for our answer today. But in Ephesians 5, verse 23, he said, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is also the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." Now that gives us the idea that Christ is over the church, and he has the right to say what's done in the church, while the husband is the head of the wife, and between the moral standards of what is right and wrong, he has the right to say what will be used in the home. Now in Ephesians 5, rather, verse 19, he said, "Speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord, giving thanks always in all things unto God, even the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." So it is forbidden that we use instrumental music in the church, because he tells us to sing, and that forbids anything else so far as musical accompaniment is concerned.